Alrighty, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the President's Dinner. If any candidates for office have come in, I have all candidates at one table so that it's purely selfish. It's easier for the mic to... Frank Welty, are you in the room? Nope. Okay. Everyone, please put your tickets in front of you. If you have not, please put your tickets out in front of you. And, yep. And if we have any, okay. Okay. We have more folks coming down the hall, so what I would like to do is, because we have an hour for the President's Dinner, it's now 5:32, so what I'm going to do is we'll have the mic go around and do introductions. Candidates for office coming in. No, yep, okay. Let's start with introductions. Please state your name and... this time it wasn't Mitch. Yeah, please state your name. Any candidates running for office, just walk into the room or no? Okay, no. All right. If there are any... Oh, Roger. I need you to come to the... table where we're having candidates sit. To the left, to the far left. Yes. Somewhere else. Please, please. Candidates? Okay. Steve, you could trade places with Roger. The candidates are over here. They're pounding on the table. Okay, are we minus one? Is there one more chair here? Okay, Roger will sit next to Artis. All righty, folks. Okay. Okay, we have one more seat for a candidate.
Is that a candidate for office? No.
We'll need to, all candidates are sitting at the table where Lena's at right now. So Lena, if you guys can, please, please. Yeah. Okay, Roger. Roger, would you like an arm? Would you like an arm? Okay, what I'm going to do I have a volunteer? Do I have a volunteer? No volunteer. Okay. Great. Okay, here's my arm. Okay, everyone. Yay, all right. What we're going to do, Roger, a little to your right there.
Donna, I'll get a volunteer.
Okay. We're going to have everyone do introductions so that we can all know who's here. And if you could state your name and where you're from or what chapter you belong to. No campaign speeches yet. All right.
Here you go.
All right, folks. Paul Apache Jr., ACB Capital Chapter President.
Robert Wendt, Long Beach Chapter.
Linda Porrell, San Francisco Chapter.
Judy Wilkinson,
Bayview chapter, Kahlua, OCB alumni, GDUC.
Okay, John Ross, Bakersfield chapter, chapter secretary, past president, ERLC treasurer, and also Bakersfield host, Lions Club.
Charles Navarrete, East LA chapter.
Artis Bazin, Glendale Burbank chapter president, and also a member of RSVC and the student affiliate.
This is Roger Peterson, complaining about the quality of the audio and that there's no ALD service. From Mountain View, California, currently second vice president, running for to continue as second vice president.
This is Margaret Buckman Garcia from Merced, president of Yosemite Gateway Chapter of the Blind.
Tammy Stevens, also from Yosemite Gateway Chapter.
Lena Dawes, Butte County Council of the Blind, California Council of Blind Students, and member of BRLC.
Yelena is also a board member of CCB. This is Peter Pardini, Treasurer, California Council of the Blind, member San Francisco Chapter, member of Library Users, California Chapter Library Users of America.
Hello, I'm Pam Metz, President of Greater LA and Chair of the Domestic Violence, okay, I couldn't get that out. Domestic Violence and Hate Crime Committee. Whoa. Oh, GDUC president, until tomorrow.
Ken Metz, Greater LA Chapter, originally from my mother.
Here you go.
I can't top that. Lynn Coates, Greater Los Angeles Chapter, first vice president.
This is Paul Leong. I am a proud member of California Council of the Blind, Bakersfield Chapter.
Gail Crossan, Orange County Chapter.
Gene Lozano, First Vice President, CCB, First Vice President, ACB, Capital Chapter, California Council of the Blind.
Good evening. This is Melissa Rowe. I'm the president of the Coachella Valley Chapter of the California Council of the Blind. And California is known and California is known as the shake and bake state. We're known for our earthquakes and our hot weather. So.
I'm Margie Donovan, proud member of ACB Capital Chapter.
Frank Welty, President, San Francisco Chapter.
David Jackson, Vice President, San Francisco Chapter, California Council of the Blind Board Member, and GDDC Secretary until tomorrow.
Gabe Griffith, President of the Contra Costa Chapter, and outgoing secretary of CCB.
Jeff Tom, immediate past president of CCB and proud member of the Capital Chapter and various other affiliates.
This is Susan Hyatt, San Jose. The recording secretary for the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind Chapter.
My name is Charlene Ornelas. I'm secretary of the San Diego Braille Club, and I am a member of GDUC.
Larry Freeman, president, San Diego chapter.
Monique McCorley from San Diego.
Annette Carter from Clovis and CCCLV.
Bernice Kendarian from Mountain View, California, and president of the California Council of Citizens with Low Vision.
Donna Sanchez from Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, and I take the lunch orders.
Remember, everyone, please put your tickets out in front of you so that you will eat, because they're beginning
Kush Bada
to serve.
From Junior Blind of America. Kush.
Debbie Cordero from San Gabriel.
Mitch Pomerantz, San Gabriel Valley Chapter, CCB.
Rob Turner, Silicon Valley, President, Silicon Valley Council of the Blind.
Alice McGrath, Silicon Valley Council of the Blind. Here you go.
Mike Heathley from Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, Mountain View.
Steve Mendelson from San Leandro, Bayview Chapter of CCB.
Katrina McCurdy from Union City, California.
Les Spotnick, Calabasas with White Stick from San Gabriel Valley Chapter.
Laura Russell, San Gabriel Valley Chapter.
Pam Pology, current president of the San Gabriel Valley Chapter. And credentials chair, so if you didn't see me this morning, you better see me soon.
Pete Romero, CCB member at large.
Vivian Younger, Silicon Valley.
I'm Joseph Lopez. I'm from Santa Barbara, and I'm a member of the San Diego Braille Club.
Donna Pomerantz, president of something or other somewhere, California Council of the Blind, and I am in Pasadena.
Vita Zavali, I am chair of the Technical Operations Group, and, oh my goodness, treasurer of the San Francisco and Contra Costa chapters, and a proud member of the GDUC board.
Have we introduced everyone? Has everyone in the room introduced themselves? Great, hearing none. I love this. Okay. Now, what I, first of all, I want to welcome each and every one of you to our President's Dinner, Fall 2013, Mini Candidates Time. And I welcome all our candidates. Vita and I, actually, there was no room for the two of us at the inn, so the candidates are all at one table so that it can be a bit easier for us to get the microphone over to them. And what I would like our candidates to do first is, and I have my timer, I would like, because in the interest of time, we want to hear from as many folks as possible, and we want to be able to allow you guys to ask questions. So, S- Somebody wants a roll. Okay. Now, we will. We have our volunteer at the candidates table, and let's go ahead and have whoever has the microphone first. What I would like you to do is give a brief 1 minute introduction of yourself, what you wish to share with the group, and state your name, the office you're running for, and a little bit of what you wish to share. And let's go ahead and have the first person, and I will call 10 seconds so that you'll know that you have 10 seconds left. So our first person, please introduce yourself now.
Okay, my name is John Ross, and I'm the with our Greater Acres Health affiliate. We formed it in 1999, and were chartered in 2000. I have held every office in our chapter, including some twice. And I also belong to our Bakersfield host Lions Club, which has turned 85. I'm our club's secretary, program chair, and public relations guy. And I'm running for a seat on the board of directors of CCB, and I would appreciate all of your support.
10 seconds.
And I'm also the state fundraising chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Next candidate. Go.
This is Judy Wilkinson. I'm running for secretary. Most of what I care about I have set forth on my candidates page, but I will review quickly. I really, like many others, really feel we need to increase the board interaction with the community of chapters, so we have like a board liaison. I feel the council needs to be more run like a business. We need to hire a good help with fundraising and maybe even an executive director. The three issues that I put that I'd really like to work on are modernizing our publications. I'm the editor of the BC. I want to see that modernized and updated. I want to help us educate each other through interactive presentations, hands-on workshops, and so forth. And I also really would like to see more coalition between statewide affiliates. Thank you very much.
Next candidate, go.
I'm Linda Perel, and I run to catch no bus. However, I'll do my best to speak for 1 minute. I am running for my third term on the board of directors of the Council of the Blind. I'm the current immediate past president of San Francisco chapter. I served as president for 6 years. I'm going to count on my fingers. I am the chair of the publications committee. I am on the board of BRLC. I'm a member of Kahlua. I'm also a member of the Seniors with Vision Loss Committee, and a new member of GDUC, and people keep asking me to join their committees, and I just need to put my hand up at some point and say, whoa. However, I am devoted to this organization. I like Judy, want to update the BC and work with chapters and affiliates as we go to one convention.
Thank you. Next candidate, please start.
This is Robert Wendt. Linda didn't tell you about her doctoral degree in astrophysics. I've been a chapter president on more than one occasion. I'm currently involved on the board. I am chair of the scholarship committee. I really hate doing this. This is really uncomfortable. I also have been, like, my daily life is in the blind community also in terms of what I do for my work. I also feel very strongly about the community of CCB and how we as a group oftentimes need to think about the greater good of what we're doing as opposed to us as individuals.
Thank you. Next candidate, please start.
My name is Paul Apache Jr. As I said, I'm the president of the ACB Capital Chapter. This is my first term serving as the president. And that's helped me grow and understand CCB better. And I want to help out and do what I can. One of the things I would want to see is trying to bring in new blood to CCB, bring in younger members. And it's fair to say that I'm one of the youngest presidents in CCB right now. I have new member of the TOG committee, and I also served as the vice chair of the Sacramento Region Mudstrut this past year. Thank you.
Thank you. Next candidate, please start.
Paul tells me, hello, am I there? Yeah. Paul tells me he's 27. I thought you'd like to know that. That's younger than my grandsons. This is Roger Peterson, second vice president, running to maintain that office. I've been in the CCB ever since I came to California, which was in 1986, and the ACB long before that. And I was once the DC affiliate, the president of the DC affiliate of NFB. And I voted the wrong way and I got put out. I think I have a lot of historical perspective, and I think I've been part of the team and intend to remain so, even though I'm a little unruly at times.
10 seconds.
I think that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm Artis Bazin, and I'm running for the position of secretary. I've been an active member of the American Council of the Blind for many, many years, and I was active in the Iowa affiliate when I lived there and virtually did every office in that affiliate. So when I moved to California, of course, I got actively involved in California. And I was secretary in CCB from 2001 to 2005. And I've served in many committees for CCB. And currently, I'm the CCB membership chairperson. I'm on the Governmental Affairs Committee and also the chair of the First Timers Committee. I've really been active with the student affiliate since I moved here. That's been one of my real strengths. I like to help people, and I think the student group always needs help.
10 seconds.
And I like to encourage students to become active in the organization, both here in California and nationally. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Charles Navarrete. During the 30 years I've been in CCB, I have served as immediate past president of East LA chapter, a past president of the San Gabriel Valley chapter, a board member of CCB and first vice president. I also served on the Bind Advisory Committee for about 17 years, and during that time I was the first chair who wasn't a DOR employee. I also am the president or chair of the board of directors of the Blindness Support Services Program, and board member of the American Association of Visually Impaired Attorneys and former treasurer. I look forward to working on issues such as government affairs. I came up to Sacramento a day early this fall, spring, and went with nine other CCB members to visit the legislature. I also worked LA Muttstrut Committee, and I raised $650 in contributions, $210 in my family walking team, and $1,000 from my West Covina Lions Club. And I think I did raise the most money for that effort in LA. Thank you.
Time. Perfect. Okay. Did we get all candidates at that table? Okay, we have one candidate over here. Okay. Please start.
Hello, I'm Vita Zavoli. I'm running for a board seat. I am dedicated to any chapter affiliate or committee that I put my 2 cents in. For the San Francisco chapter, I have done a lot of fundraising. Remember the corner store? And I'm currently the treasurer. For the Contra Costa chapter, I'm also the treasurer. I also help for the formation of that chapter. For the Muttstrut, I was on the steering committee, and I raised $1,600 and change, making Violet top dog. And for GDUC, I worked very hard this summer to help rebuild that affiliate. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Had 10 seconds to go. I didn't even have to call 10 on that one. Woo. Okay. Now is your chance to ask the candidates questions. And what I would say is, if you are directing your question to a candidate, please state who you'd like that question to be directed to. If you want it to go to all candidates, please make that known as well. So, great. The ALD is working now, Roger? Good. Bravo. Okay.
Madam Chair.
And please state your name and ask your
question. My name is Margie Donovan. I have the microphone. Thank you. looking at the wonderful opportunity of candidates, the one question that always occurs to me, having been in this organization for 30-something years, is I see a number of candidates, or a few candidates, who have been on the board, who have gone off the board, and who want to go back on the board. And I would really like to know, because I'm a real pusher of new blood, I'd like to hear from those candidates that's been on the board and off the board and on the board and off the board, why they are seeking another position on the board again. Thank you.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I found out we have 4 people that are waiting for a meal who bought tickets and there are no seats for them in here. So do we have anyone from? Yes. And we have 4 people who have purchased tickets. And we need to get them seats so they could come on in, if at all possible. Okay. And Margie, I didn't hear who your question was directed to.
My question is directed to those candidates who have served on the board, who have gone off of the board, and who are wanting to come back on the board, why they want to come back on the board versus letting new blood, and what they think they're going to bring to the board.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Candidates, you have 1 minute to answer the question. And we will start with Charles Navarrete.
Yeah, in the 90s, I served on the board and was first vice president until 2000. At that time, I had separated from my wife and had some other problems. And then when I reconciled with my wife, because it was very important for me to get back to my family, she objected to any more activities with CCB. So I was off the board, and I was out of the picture for about 3 or 4 years. As soon as I was able to rebuild the confidence in my wife, I became more involved with CCB, beginning with CCLA, and then getting back on the Resolutions Committee and Governmental Affairs Committee and the Budget and Finance Committee. And I believe that at this point in my life, I'm going to retire in July. I'm going to be 68 next year. Next month, and I'm going to get back and help as much as I can to make CCB the best organization it can be.
Thank you. Okay, the next candidate that the question applies to, who might that be? I don't think they're... Nope. Okay. Next question, please. Anyone have a question? Please stand so that our volunteer could see you. Any questions for the candidates? Okay, she's going.
Yes, this question is directed to any candidate who cares to answer it. I think that all of us know that our organization faces terrible challenges. And indeed, some might say that we face a mortal crisis. I've not been heard much about any sense of the urgency of the really serious issues that face us. I've heard, for the most part, very admirable ideas that people have, but I haven't seemed to find much of a recognition in what I've heard tonight of the dangers and perils that face us and of the terrible choices that may lie before us. I've only even heard three candidates mention the question of fundraising at all. So I'd like whoever wants to respond and give me a sense of that I can be confident in how they appreciate and what they understand to be the urgent crises facing this organization and its survival.
Okay, and whichever candidates choose to answer, you have 1 minute to answer the question, so let our volunteers know that you are interested in answering.
I have the mic, Donna.
Okay. You may start.
This is not a setup. I'm the one on the candidates page who looks like Miss Doom and Gloom. I said we need to hire somebody, and even if we have to go into funds that look like the last dollar we've got, we need to hire somebody for at least 2 years, pay them fairly top dollar, and have them fundraise for us, have them put us on the right path to be a modern organization. And I'm willing to gamble it all. If we can't accomplish that in 2 or 3 years, we may not exist beyond that, but I'm ready to take the gamble because I have the faith that we can move ahead, and mainly by hiring somebody really top-notch to help us do that. Say, go for broke. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
next candidate.
This is John Ross. One of the ways that I would address our problems is, first of all, fundraising, and second of all, outreach, and I say outreach, I don't mean among ourselves and even our own affiliates. I mean, outside of CCB, like we're doing with the strut, outside of CCB and partner with service groups like Lions Clubs, because Lions Clubs and Lions were called by Helen Keller in 1925 to be Knights of the Blind. And I say Lions Clubs are the best kept secret because, they're clubs are shrinking too, Well, so are we.
10 seconds.
We have to expand if we want to grow and thrive. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Charles Navarrete again. In my work with the Muskrat Committee, Debbie and I made a presentation to the West Covina Lions Club in early June. And it took me 2.5 months to cajole them to donate the $1,000. So I think that I agree with Don that that's a resource that we need to tap, and so that they will live up to their claim to be Knights of the Blind. The Lions International Fund has over $1 million in it, and that's something we need to write a proposal to and get them for funds. And I, you know, showed that I can raise funds for this CCB, this Muskrat, and I will continue to participate in that effort.
Thank you. Next candidate.
This is Artis. In my candidate statement, I mentioned there's three areas CCB really needs to stress, and I think that is membership, PR, and fundraising. And I think it's very key that we get all the members of our organization to realize the importance of fundraising. I noticed when I was trying to talk to people about the Muskrat and interest them, so many people in our community don't think fundraising is important on the state level. They agree with it in the local chapter, but not in the state level. And I think one of the reasons I'm running for an officer position is I think the leadership really needs to do more leadership training to train chapter and affiliate officers and members of how to be a better leader, how to be better at PR, and how to get new members involved, and how to fundraise. And I think if our board wants CCB to be successful, we have to be out there talking to chapters and affiliates about how they can help CCB and
seconds.
Why it's important for them to help CCB. Thank you.
Thank you. Next candidate, please start.
Hi, this is Vita Zavoli. In my statement, I also strongly suggested that we hire a fundraiser. As much as we love the Muskrat, we are not seasoned fundraisers, and I think it's really important. We sell thousands and thousands of raffle tickets per year. Why aren't we creating a donor database? Okay, this is so important, so important. Also, as chair of the technical operations group, we're moving into a new era with bringing our website into the 21st century, getting a Facebook page and Twitter. And I and my group aim to make this page a place that organizations want to visit, that people want to visit, that want to donate to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more candidates wish to speak to that question? Raise your hand so that our volunteer can.
Okay. Yeah. This is Robert Wendt. This is a tough one, and I think one of the things that I personally am trying to do is increase the linkage between the chapter and the state. Sometimes I think my chapter is like, it's almost like they don't always know what's going on. And sometimes that's a great frustration on my part. And I would really love to see us work our way back down to the chapters and back, you know, help complete that loop so that there's more consciousness. Part of the reasoning for that is the grassroots fundraisers that you may have in your chapters. and so everybody brings in $10. Well, if you have lots of people bringing in $10, then it matters. And also, if people see an organization getting up on its own 2 feet, as it were, they're much more likely to donate. Thank you.
Thank you. Next candidate, please start.
This is Roger Peterson again. I'd like to just say a few words about one of my big concerns, which is that I would like to change things so that I don't hear people all the time in this organization talking about us versus all the rest of the disabled, or us versus the independent living movement. I think that's the wrong way to look at things. I think that there are lots of different disabilities, and they all have their own own characteristics. And we're maybe a little better at delineating ours than some other groups are. But the Independent Living Center movement was designed by people in wheelchairs, and they're not the majority of people with disabilities either. So I think I serve on a board of an independent living center, and I'm going to try to formulate a pluralistic model of disability that includes us and them and everybody else. Thank you.
Thank you. Next candidate, please start.
Okay, I kind of waited till near the end, and so what I'm going to say may be classified under the Department of Redundancy Department, but I'll do it anyway. I, too, I'm in favor of hiring a person to help raise funds. I think that it has been a drain on morale in this organization to have to put as much energy as we've had to put toward fundraising to keep ourselves going. We want to be an advocacy group. We want to deliver services. We want to be out there in the community educating people about blindness. And what we've had to do is spend an enormous amount of our energy just to keep ourselves afloat. We need assistance with that. And I will also echo the call for leadership training. There are just an enormous levels of skills and talents in this organization. And it can't be just the same few of us devoted as we are to running it year after year. So we're going to come out and recruit you and find you, and you're going to be part of this group. So here we come.
Next candidate. Vita's over here. Oh, you spoke. Okay. Anyone else? We got everyone? Okay. Does anyone else have a question? Okay, I heard Ken, Pam, and Mitch, correct?
I got it first, ladies first.
Ken, Pam, and Mitch. And folks, I didn't think I'd need to do this, but I'm also going to time the person asking the question.
Okay. It will be quick.
Okay, go ahead.
I would like to see whatever candidates would like to respond as to how we can better communicate to our entire membership and perhaps what types of additives we need to put into place in order to get them more motivated to realize that the Northern California people and Southern California people are one group of CCB.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Let me know when the first candidate is ready. And if we can have folks, listen to the candidates. I know you're getting all riled up and fired up. I'm waiting to hear someone say, preach it, brother, preach it, sister. Okay. Okay, first candidate, start.
Okay, this is Artis again.
One of the things that I think we really need to do is, especially now since we're going to have one convention per year, is we really need to encourage that in the opposite part of the state where there's not a convention, that we try to put together some kind of a seminar or a of some type, either a membership seminar, a leadership seminar, or a legislative seminar, to get together those chapters in that side of the state. Because not everyone can afford to go to the other end of the state to be at that convention when we're in the other side of the state. And I think in this way, we'll inspire some of those local people to get more involved and hopefully become better members too. Because I think we really need to show everyone that we're interested in CCB and that we want CCB to be successful. And by getting there on the local level and maybe having smaller group type activities, it might encourage more people to come.
Thank you. Next candidate, please start.
Yeah, this is Charles again. You know, I think that the publications TOG group are doing a good job. They're making the Blind Californian and other publications available in accessible formats and providing a lot of information online and also on the telephone. I think what needs to be done is more at the local level, where the local chapters need to bring, you know, maybe play some of the things that are on the Blind Californian or on the website for the local members, because you can make it available for them, but unless they may not take advantage of that. And I think that by doing it at the local chapters, you'll at least hope to create an interest and spark more people, you know, taking part in the information available to them.
10 seconds. Thank you. Thank you, Charles. Next candidate.
This is Judy.
Go ahead.
When do I start, Donna?
Go ahead.
I have three thoughts. Artists and Linda and others have said we need better communications with the chapters and community outreach. We need to have, I think, leadership, and Frank Welty says this, we need to have leadership seminars at the convention. We could also do a lot of stuff by telephonic conferences. Like, for instance, I could do a workshop on how to write a letter to your legislator. We could have that be announced as a specific telephonic seminar. We could have all kinds of things like that. We also, even though the other organization started this, I think we could very well send messages or send something every couple of months to the chapters to play as along the line that Charles was suggesting. And I had a third thought, and it's gone straight out of my head.
Thank you. Next candidate. Okay, go ahead. Start, please. Okay. Go ahead.
Hey. Hi, this is Vita. Since we're going to one convention, I think it's absolutely crucial that we create some sort of webinar. Now, a webinar does not mean you need a computer. You just need a telephone to dial in. But those people who want to use their computer can. This will really, really help us. I think we need to start some things that are fun, that make people interested. For example, blogs. Those are all often interesting, and it gets people talking about a topic. I think we should start a question drop box, both on the phone and online, where you can call in, leave your question, and any member can call and answer. Just some ideas like that that encourage communication and participation.
Thank you. Next candidate, please start.
Hello, this is John again. With us going to one conference year. Perhaps one idea would be during during the sessions that while the TOG is streaming, perhaps we could take calls from members, you know, around the state with the questions during the session, and the speakers are done. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Next candidate, please start.
This is Roger. I want to say that I agree with a lot of what's being said here about improving communications. However, I think that there's a limit to the amount that we should beat ourselves up over this, because I don't think we're doing any worse than any other organization, frankly. I think that, you know, the old 80-20 rule works universally in society. 20% of the people do 80% of the work in terms of political stuff and so on. A lot of people don't even vote. You know, some really important primary elections, they get 30% of the voters or something. And I think that's just hard for me to believe, but then I'm not like them. What can I say? My son told me he doesn't vote. I said, are you really my son? Anyway, I just think we
10
we need,
seconds.
We need to take it all with a grain of salt and do what we can, and leave the rest alone. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other candidates? Okay. Linda.
As someone who did not grow up in California, I've been an observer of this northern-southern split for a while, and I've come to the conclusion that the main difference is that in Northern California, our paratransit is slightly better than yours. And that our universities might be slightly better, too. I know, I'm in San Diego. However, in all seriousness, this is an enormously large and diverse state, and that it would be beneficial to bring together
10 seconds.
All of the different identities from all of the different regions and all kind of just get along.
Thank you. Do we have another candidate?
Yeah, this is Robert Wendt.
Robert.
You know, I think I want to go back to what I said earlier when I said that I do think we need to find ways to make that chapter board communication stronger, more consistent. Vita said something that made me think about the possibility of even having streaming material available. So take Judy's idea. Judy could do a workshop on writing that letter with Jeff Tom to a legislator, and anybody that's interested could go out and get it. And I'm wondering if that could be part of that leadership package, is we could actually create streamed presentations that could teach the skills that people need going forward.
Thank you. Do we have another candidate?
No.
Pam? Okay. And I'm going to take a vote of personal privilege here. I'm going to have our volunteer, when she goes to the candidates, I'm going to have her just do a circle instead of jumping around. And if you do not wish to answer the question, then please say pass so that she can move on. Thank you. Pam.
Okay, hi. My question is this. I truly, truly believe in diversity. It's one of my strongest beliefs besides a couple other ones. I want to know how you all are going to go about not only helping to make CCB a lot more diverse, because this is a very diverse state, but also help rebuild the respect we have seemed to have lost for each other in this organization. How are you guys going to help us go about repairing the respect and building the diversity in this organization?
Thank you. And as I shared, you'll go around in the circle. So first candidate, start, please.
Okay, this is John again. Well, first of all, like I said, create a diversity, we need to just focus on ourselves internally. We need to work with other disability groups, you know, and like we're doing, form these coalitions, you know, because there are, not to be cliche, safety and strength in numbers. And also, we really need to reach out and work with other service clubs and namely Lions clubs. And as far as creating or restoring respect, you know, you have to remember that, you know, we're all in the same boat. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next candidate, please start.
This is Charles again. If you elect me, you'll bring another minority on, so that's diversity. But more seriously, I've been working with the Association of Multicultural Concerns for a long period of time. I've also been a member of minority bars and the general bar, and have in my career been able to bridge gap between the dominant society and minorities. As a blind person, I'm the only blind person in my office of appeals, and I've been able to educate my colleagues, fellow ALJs, as to how we do things, how I complete the same tasks they do. And I think that's one of the more important...
If we can have quiet at the other table, please, Albert.
That's one of the more important tasks we each have, is to educate the sighted society to how we do things. And so I think that I will help in bringing diversity to the board and to CCB.
Thank you. Next candidate, please. Start.
Okay, this is Artists again. I think one of the things that would probably be most helpful is if we go to some of the diversity, the diverse communities in our neighborhoods, because quite frankly, I wouldn't know how to find more people in different ethnic groups unless I actually asked them, how can we find blind people in your particular community? I know in Burbank, where we have... changed significantly since I moved there 13 years ago. And I believe that I can reach out to some members of the community that are different from me and find out from them, because I myself, it's hard for me to know how to reach into those communities until I ask them. And I think that would probably be the best way for all of us to reach people in our communities.
Thank you. Next candidate, please start.
I just want to use this as a means of saying, continuing something that I said a while ago. One of the kinds of diversity that we don't have, being an organization of the blind, is disability diversity. And nowadays, most of the kids that are blind, visually impaired, I think have other disabilities. And a lot of the old folks that are blind also have other disabilities. And I've heard people say in this organization, people who have additional disabilities, that they don't feel comfortable in this organization. So I think we ought to do a little soul-searching about that, because being blind doesn't give you a pass on all the other disabilities that are available. Thank you.
Thank you. Next candidate.
This is Paul. I think the best way for us to handle diversity would be to challenge the local chapters to reach out to all those resources they have. They are the best at that in that area. They know what's around them. You reach out to the schools, colleges, any neighborhoods that you know of that has that diversity. The best way would be to bring it through the local chapters into the CCB.
Thank you. Next candidate, please start.
Yes, I'd like to speak to the diversity of blindness. Since I joined became the chair of the publication committee, I've become acutely aware of the differing needs of our reading public regarding particular formats, availability, and so forth. I've also been having discussions lately with some of my friends in this organization who, like me, are losing more vision. We were born with something, and now we've got other things on top of that. So I would like to see more, and I'm going to use a social work term here, sharing. I'd like to see more sharing about blindness in this organization. We are not a monolith. There are people who can see pretty well and people who've never seen a goddamn thing. Pardon my German. And I would like to see blindness discussed in a supportive atmosphere within this organization.
Can we please have quiet at that table? Thank you. Linda, you have 10 more seconds. Okay. I didn't want the other table's exuberance to take away from your time. Thank you. Next candidate. Please start.
Hi, this is Vida. This morning I organized a women's breakfast. So right there, I'm telling you, I'm very dedicated to diversity. We discussed starting a women's committee, and as a part of that, creating subcommittees, and I think that will definitely create some diversity. Also, I am quite surprised that we have our national organization as an LGBTQ group. And in California, we do not have one. So I want to welcome anyone who's willing to start that group. I will be an honorary member. My $20 are in. Come in. Okay, I just think we need to reach out, let people know that they're welcome.
Thank you. Next question, Mitch, and this is the final question. Mitch, stand up so our wonderful volunteer can find you. Oh, what a noise.
Well, since the president's got me on a time limit, let me see if I can make this quick, but it's a bit of a complicated question.
Go ahead, start.
And I'm asking this specifically of the folks who are running who are not currently on the board. As Roger said, 20% of the folks do 80% of the work. Ladies and gentlemen who are running for the board, you're the 20%. And I've had a lot of experience over the last few years with board members nationally who talk a good line about what they're going to do, and then all they do is sit on the phone and complain to their friends about the organization. So my question for you is, what do you think your responsibility is as a board member? That means, how much time do you think this organization can you devote to this organization? And I'm serious, folks. I'm not talking about sitting on the phone and talking to your friends about the organization. I mean getting out and fundraising and trying to recruit members and doing publicity and all of the things that we all complain about, saying folks aren't doing it, and you're the ones who need to be doing it. So I'd like to hear from those of you who are running for the board for the first time what you think your responsibility is as a board member.
Time. Okay, let me know when you're at the first candidate. Okay.
All right, it's Paul
please
again.
Start.
So.
And can we please have quiet?
I'm going to go with what I've seen in my chapter, and I think my 20% is in this room right now. It really, when it comes down to it, you know, you give 100%, but when you become a board member, you have to give 110% to show everyone that you really care about this organization and have everyone else want to follow you and take after your leadership. I just lost my thought.
It's because there's talking going on right behind you.
Yeah.
So I am giving you an added 10 more seconds. Please continue. Thank you. Go.
So I think I'm stopped completely.
I apologize right. for that distraction. Do you want to go on to the next candidate?
Yes, we have another one.
Okay.
Hi.
Go.
You know, I think I've shown in the past that I have been able to contribute to the Organized Blind, even while I was working at first as an attorney in private practice and now as an administrative law judge. There's a saying in the law that law is a jealous mistress, and it takes a lot of your energy. But I think I have the history to show that I've been able to contribute even with that legal career. As I said earlier, I'm going to retire next year. Not because of any physical problems, although when I was doing, when we were putting things in the WAG bags, my hands and wrists hurt for several weeks afterward. But beyond, you know, aside from that, I'm physically, that's not the reason I'm retiring. It's not because of any physical problems. And so I will be able to spend more time and contribute to the growing of this council and to work in the areas which I think I can
seconds.
Help in legislation, fundraising, and other things. Thank you.
Thank you. Next candidate, please start. Okay, she's going around the table. Okay, please start.
Hello, Mitch, I believe you asked two questions. One is how much time you're willing to put in. All you have to do is look at the TOG minutes and the list of action items. That's how much time I put in. It's an enormous amount of time while I'm working. It takes me 2.5 hours each way to go to the Contra Costa chapter. Why? Because they matter. So I have put an enormous amount of time. An enormous amount of time this summer into GBUC. All the board members will tell you that. Okay. And your second question was, what is our responsibility? I believe my responsibility is, one, to listen to the membership. Two, to fundraise. And three, to do everything else Donna tells me to.
Okay. Do we have any other candidates who need to respond to that question? All right, folks, we have time for one more question because everybody just got their dessert, so I don't think anyone's leaving yet, are they? Who has that question? Actually, let's see.
Because we want the long life of the CCB, I look back. I remember when I was younger, there was people older than me, and I was younger. I'm looking back. And I don't see a lot of young people. I'd like to find out what the people on the board would do if they're elected to help improve the younger people coming into the CCB.
Thank you, Charlene. Our volunteer is going to come over here to Vita first. And then she'll go around the circle. All right, if we can please have some whispering while you get your yummy sweet cake. It's delicious. And please give your attention to the candidates. Okay, go, Vita.
In my candidacy statement, I wrote that one of the items I want to work on is to bring in transition age youth into this organization. I want to go to the disabled students' offices of universities. I'd like to go even to high school, start at that age. Our chapter works with children, actually, from ages 8 to 18 to give them a scholarship. So we're already in that. I mean, I already have a little bit of an edge into that. I'd like to see more HR and employment related and resume building. Those types of seminars at our conventions. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next candidate, please start.
I second what Vita says. I almost always second what Vita says. And I like another idea that she put forward, which is we start some kind of Wednesday night program at the convention for young people. I also spoke last year to the students at the Orientation Center for the Blind, and while they're not all young, we need to do a lot more work in getting people from places like Junior Blind, Orientation Center, Hatland Center. Go visit those places and get those folks in here. I live near a big university, University of California. It's where I came out of. And I haven't done as good a job as I could, but we really need to go through the disabled service students' offices. That's a ready-made clientele for Rogers' diverse community of disabled people. Thank you.
Thank you. Next candidate, please. Start.
I'm going to say something uncharacteristic for a bleeding heart liberal. My feeling is that the scholarship winners might be encouraged to more strongly to participate in CCB, or at least to familiarize themselves with CCB, not merely walk up, take a check, say thank you, and disappear. That's a whole market that we could get to be involved in our organization, a little reciprocity for the gift that we are giving them.
Thank you. Next candidate, please.
Yeah, this is Robert Wendt. In response to your request, Linda, several of the candidates have expressed interest in hooking up with their local chapters. And we all, I'm certain, on our phone calls encourage that. So, and we have. It's something we do on a regular basis. As for the Disabled Student Services Office, I think having something for them to do, if you're going to do it, there has to be some buy-in for them. They have to have something that's beneficial to them. Without that, you're not going to see, you know, students that attend. And I've heard from students that attended my chapter that said, you know what, you guys, you're all too old. You're not doing anything.
And we have to find a way to break that.
Thank you. Next candidate, please.
This is Paul. The basic thing, it actually starts with me. We have to use our younger members to attract younger members. And in doing that, we need everyone's support. You know, 35 and younger, that's what people are looking for. You know, if you go to colleges, you can reach out to them. I don't know if I can reach out to high school kids anymore, but, you know, to college-age students, that's where I can get, I'm sure, because I'm still in that peer group. They're looking for peers. They're looking for people to socialize with and have fun with at the conventions or even just at chapter meetings. We need to create some sort of, you know, committee or task force of the youth to bring in that younger group. Also reaching out to, you know, colleges. I attended Sacramento City College, went into the Disabled Resource Center, and there was no literature about any blind groups. There was, you know, so we need to get out who we are, what we can bring to them, and how we can help them. So thank you.
Thank you. Next candidate,
well,
please
I think it's a good idea to bring in younger people, like people between 50 and 55. My son is 51. My grandsons are 30s, or their 30s. So, and besides that, I've noticed that the music that young people listen to really sucks. So I don't know what I can offer in this regard. I think I might opt out. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Artis again. I think one of the things we can do is have programs at convention specifically that young people might be interested in attending, and then sending letters to the Disabled Student Services in the local high schools and colleges near where the convention is, and letting them know of the programming that's of specific interest to younger people, like technology or resources they could use for going to college, etc. I think if we make it known that we do have programs that can assist blind youth, you know, like our scholarships and our student group, etc., we might be more likely to get them to come to a convention. And then also, I do agree with Robert, we need to follow up with our scholarship people, not only the people that win the scholarships, but the people that apply for scholarships. Contact them and let them know what CCB can do for them.
10 seconds.
And invite them to come to our local student group. Thank you.
Thank you. Next candidate, please start.
This is Charles. I think that what we need to do is have more transparency on the board so that the CCB membership at large will understand what's going on, and I think that that's created a schism between members, local members, and the board. And I think that we need to have more transparency. Also, in my career as an attorney, where I vigorously defended my client's rights and never had any threat of being held in contempt. And as an administrative law judge, I've never had any complaints that I treated anyone unfairly. And also with my history of being in leadership positions in different organizations, it shows that I'm not obstructive or too aggressive, and I'm a good team player. Thank you.
Next candidate. That's it. Everyone, thank you very, very much. I hope you enjoyed this President's Dinner. And we'll see you all in general session. Thank you.